Hello, Beis Yaakov Denver alumni. My name is Avram David Karnofsky. Some of you may know my name. I've been the director of development at Beis Yaakov of Denver for the past couple of years. And Rabbi Schwab asked if I could say a couple words in honor of Pesach, especially for Beis Yaakov alumni. It's my honor to do so, and I hope you enjoy. So I want to focus on the specific aspect of Pesach, where we're taught that we left Mitzrayim at the level of what you would call Shar Mem Tes of Tuma. I want to go into what level 49, what Shar Mem Tes means, why it was important, and why all of this is relevant to us today. So if you take a look in the Haggadah, the Baal Haggadah writes, "Vayotzi'enu Hashem miMitzrayim." Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And he explains, and he expands, "Lo alidei malach." He didn't take us out with an angel. "V'lo alidei sarf." He didn't take us out with a different type of angel. "V'lo alidei shaliach." And he did not take us out through a messenger. "Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmai." HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself b'chvodo v'atzmai. He is the one that took us out of Mitzrayim. We weren't just taken out of Mitzrayim with the Malach. We weren't taken out with the Saraf. We weren't taken out with the Shaliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one that redeemed us out of Mitzrayim, took us eventually into Eretz Yisrael. Now the question is like this. Why does it make a difference to us whether it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who did it, or whether it was a Malach that did it? Now, of course it makes a difference. Of course it's heartwarming. Of course it's touching when Hashem himself does it. But if you think about it like this, imagine somebody's in jail, and they have an opportunity to come out of jail. Either the prison warden could take them out of jail, or the president himself could come down to the jail, open up the door, unlock the door, and take the person out of jail. So, of course, it's nice and beautiful and touching when the president himself comes. But for the guy who's getting out of jail, the bottom line is he's out. He's a free person. It doesn't really matter so much. At the end of the day, a week later, when the guy's at home in freedom, does it matter who is the one that took him out? The bottom line is that the door opened and he got taken out. So of course it's beautiful that Hashem himself redeemed us from Mitzrayim. But at the end of the day, today we're out of Mitzrayim. Very nice. Doesn't make a difference if it was a Malach that did it or it was Hashem that did it. Why does it even make such a big difference to us? It's a question that we need to think about. Hashem, and the Baal HaGadah makes a big deal out of it. Vayetzi'enu Hashem miMitzrayim. It was Hashem himself who did it. Of course, it was a sign of love. It was a sign of Hashem's Ava that he has to us. But there has to be something more to it. For Hashem himself to do it, obviously something changed by the fact that it was Hashem that did it, and not a Malach or a Saraf or a Shaliach. So in order to understand this a little bit, let's go to a different angle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we know that we left Mitzrayim b'chipazin. We left Mitzrayim in a great haste. It was a great rush, a hurry. And it seemed, why is it like that? Why do we leave in such a hurry? Why were we in such a rush? Why couldn't we have left a little earlier that we had time to go out? Our bread could rise. We could go get our belongings together in a better fashion. Why is it that we have to leave in such a rush and in such a haste? So it's very well known from the Arizal, the great Kabbalist, the Arizal revealed that there are many different levels of impurity, many different sha'arei tumah, and pretty much the lowest one that one could reach is called the 49th level of impurity, Shar Mem Tes of Tumah. And the Arizal writes that the Yidden of Mitzrayim, the Jewish nation of Mitzrayim, had reached the 49th level of impurity. We are pretty much at the bottom rung of the ladder. And there's one more after that, which is called Shar Nun, the 50th level of impurity. And he says if we would have sunken to the point where we hit the 50th gate of impurity, that's what you call the point of no return. There's no way out. Once a Jew reaches the 50th gate of impurity, there's no way out. There's no teshuva from there. The last place where a Jew could still come back, where a Yid could still do teshuva, is at Shar Mem Tes of Tumah. And he says that Hashem had to get us out of there in such a rush, b'chipazin, such haste, because we were pretty much at the last possible moment where we were still redeemable, where we were still ge'ulim. We were pretty much at the bottom. We were at Shar Mem Tes, and a moment longer, we would have slipped into Shar Nun de Toma, and from there, we wouldn't have been able to come back forever. So Hashem took us out b'chipazin before we slipped to the point of no return. And once again, we have a very similar question over here. If Hashem knows that we're going to slip, and he's watching us go from level 1 to 2 to 3 to 30 to 40 to 49, and he sees we're about to get to 50, and he rushes us out of there, why didn't he just take us out before we hit 49? And then he wouldn't have had to rush us out. When he sees that we're at level 43, and he sees that we've been going from 1 to 43, and we're pretty much soon going to hit 49 and 50, he should have taken us out. And he would have had a little room to take us out shelo b'chipazin, because we're only at 43. So if we fall to 44, we'll still be able to come out. 45, we'll still be able to come out. Why did he leave us there right until the bottom, 49, and then have to rush us out without a moment's waste, without a moment's delay? Take us out, 43, 44, 45. So the Sfas-Emes asked these questions. And the Sfas-Emes reveals an unbelievable, incredible thing. And he prefaces by explaining that when we got taken out of Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't just a one-time thing. But Yetzias Mitzrayim was what you call the Shorish L'chol Geulis. It was the root and source of all future redemption. All future Geula that's going to be in the world, out of all the different galus and exiles that we've been through, and the final one that we're waiting for, they all are rooted in the fact that we came out of Mitzrayim. When we were taken out of Mitzrayim, it wasn't just a one-time specific to that generation. What happened then was it was created the concept forever that a Jew could be redeemed, that a Yid could come out of galus, that a Yid is only in galus temporarily and not forever. And he explains that if Hashem would have taken us out of Mitzrayim, for example, at level 39, it would have only been created the option of redemption of Geula from level 39. And God forbid there would come a time where a Jew would hit 40, 41, or 42, and there wouldn't be redemption. There wouldn't be a way of teshuva for such a Yid. It would be the point of no return. Because where is he going to be redeemed from? In Mitzrayim, they were only redeemed from 39. There's only been created the option for Geula from 39. Not from 40, not from 42, definitely not from 49. So Hashem, in His great kindness, allowed us to slip until the very bottom possible in order to create the ability for Geula from the very bottom. He wanted there to be the ability that there should be Geula at every single level, every single shar, any single place where a Jew could find himself, any single place where a Yid is. He could be at the bottom rung of the ladder, but we were redeemed, we were taken out of Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, from level 49. And he wanted us to go to the very bottom in order to be able to redeem us from the bottom up. That every level, there's a possibility to connect to Hashem once again. Wherever we are, we're never at the point of no return. And he left us at the last moment and then zipped us out, b'chipazin. That was the great kindness of the chipazin of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says this Sfas-Emes. When a malach, when an angel does a specific job, the job is very specific. The malach could be told, go to Sodom and destroy Sodom. It could be told, go to a certain person and give him reward. Go and punish a certain country. Bring famine to a country. It's going to be case specific, exactly what the job he was sent to do. That's what he's going to do. The only thing, the only person or the only entity that could do something which is all encompassing, which is not case-specific to one specific thing, is Hashem, who is Himself infinite and all-encompassing. If Hashem would have taken us out of Mitzrayim with the Malach, it would have been specific to that generation, to that case, to that situation. And there wouldn't have been a Geula for a Jew today. A Yid today wouldn't be able to say that I am a Nigal. I'm able to come out of my situation. Because I was taken out of Mitzrayim. The Malach did it to that generation, to that case, to that specific situation. When Hashem does it, Hashem could do an all-encompassing Geula. And Hashem wanted the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim to be everything. It should include every place, time, and space, and level in the world, wherever we are, wherever we find ourselves, we should be able to find the Geula because we came out of Mitzrayim. Vayetzi'enu Hashem mi-Mitzrayim, lo alidei Malach, lo alidei Sarf. The fact that Hashem did it means that He created Geula, which encompasses every situation, level 1, level 3, even level 49. Wherever we are, wherever we find ourselves in the world, we have the ability to find Hashem in our lives. We can never say we're at the point of no return. This is the significance of the chipazin. This is the significance of Hashem Himself taking us out of Mitzrayim. Many people question, and it's a famous question, that how is it that our generation could bring Mashiach? We're definitely not as great as the previous generation. We have the concept of Yerida Sadoris. Every generation is going through a decline. What can we bring to the table today that the generations before us didn't bring? How is it that it's on us to bring Mashiach? There's many different ways how to explain this and answer this, but in light of what we're saying, we can understand it in one specific perspective. What Hashem really wants from us is He wants to see that we uncover Him at every single level. He wants to place us in so many different situations and levels, surroundings, culture, and He wants to see, can a Yid connect to Hashem, daven to Him, do His mitzvah, study His Torah, find Him, wherever we are. The generations before us were greater than us, and they showed Hashem that we could connect to You from level 1, from level 3, from level 4, from level 30. But Hashem says, I'm not done yet. I want to know, is there a Yid who could connect to Me when the world around him is at Shar Mem Tesef Tumah? When the culture, when the moral level of the generation is at 49, can a Yid find Hashem in that generation? Can we still connect Him? Can we still daven? Can we still say that we believe that You're the one running this crazy world that we live in? When we do that today, we're doing something that no generation has ever done before. They didn't do it because the world wasn't at 49. They proved that they could find Hashem at 30. They proved that they could find Hashem at 25. But we are the ones that are showing Hashem that we could find You in any situation. Wherever we are, whatever's gone down, whatever the world is up to, we can connect to You today. That is something that no generation before us has done. We may not be on the greatest levels in our comprehension and levels, and we're not the Kabbalists of the 15th century and the Rishonim and Moshe Rabbeinu, but we are living in a world which has shown us things that no other generation has seen, and we still come back to Hashem. We're still going to sit down at the Seder night with our children and grandchildren or our spouses or ourselves, and we're still going to say, Avadam ayinu lefar b'mitzrayim, and we're going to say, Chayav kol adam, every person is obligated. Liris is atzmei, to view oneself, ke'ilu hu yotza mimitzrayim. As if I myself, tonight I'm coming out of Mitzrayim. And the reason why I'm coming out of Mitzrayim tonight is because my ability to connect to Hashem from every situation, wherever I've fallen, wherever I may be, whatever thoughts are going through my head, my ability to find Hashem and bring Him into my life comes from the fact that we left Mitzrayim many years ago. When we left Mitzrayim with Hashem, we didn't just leave once, we left at every possible level. Wherever we are, we could find Hashem and bring Him into our lives. When we do that, when we uncover Hashem's presence at every shahr, whatever place, whatever situation, whatever the world is going through, when we do that, we've done the purpose of the world to bring Kiddush Hashem, to bring revelation of Hashem into the world at every single place, time, and space, and level. And when we do that, we'll be zoicha that Mashiach will come. B'mher v'yameinu amen, and we all have a chag kashav v'sameach, and we should feel that we're coming out of Mitzrayim this Seder night. We're coming out of our own Mitzrayim, and we're uncovering Hashem right in the space where we find ourselves right now. Thank you for the opportunity to say some Divrei Torah to Beis Yaakov alumni. Thank you for everything you do. Chag Kasher V'Sameach.